Hello, my name is Angelo Kaplan, and I'm a senior scientist at Oxford Biotherapeutics. In this abstract, we describe a novel IO target called OX003R, which is a co-stimulatory receptor highly expressed on tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes. I'll walk you through our data showing that OX003R, as a therapeutic target, is a potent activator of TILs with a very good safety profile. OX003R was discovered using Oxford Biotherapeutics' proprietary OGAP proteomic database. Figure 1A shows the mass spec proteomic expression profile of OX003R on TILs from several solid tumor types and exhausted T cell models, shown in red, as well as the expression on naive T cells, B and NK cells, shown in black. OX003R expression on TILs was confirmed by flow cytometry, as shown in Figure 1B. TILs from a non-small cell lung cancer sample show high expression of OX003R on both CD4 and CD8 positive T cells, as well as double negative T cells and other CD3 negative immune cells. In Figure 1C, OX003R is shown to be expressed on the surface of naive, effector memory, central memory, and activated T cells. It is also expressed on NK and B cells. In Figure 1D, we show that when naive T cells are activated in vitro through the T cell receptor via OKT3, OX003R is upregulated and persists after reactivation in a manner similar to the expression profile of PD-1, a well-known checkpoint protein and marker of early T cell exhaustion. To understand the role of OX003R in the tumor microenvironment and the extent of OX003R prevalence on TILs and solid tumors, a large immunohistochemistry study was performed covering 14 solid tumor types shown in Figure 2A. The tumor sections were stained by IHC and scored for the density of OX003R positive TILs in both the intratumoral and stromal compartment. The bar graph shows tumors with intratumoral TIL content in descending order, seen with the red, orange, and yellow bars. Tumors with low TIL content intratumorally but high abundance in the stroma are shown in green, representing a phenotype of impaired infiltration or T cell exclusion. In cold, non-inflamed tumors are shown in blue. As expected, the tumor types with high OX003R abundance are largely known to have inflamed microenvironments, high tumor mutational burden,
presence of neoantigens,
viral etiologies, or arise from tissues with high levels of tissue-resident and intraepithelial lymphocytes. Together, this shows that there's a large treatable population across many solid tumor types, greater than the PD-L1 positive patient population alone. Figure 1B shows examples of the OX003R positive TILs within these solid tumors, and you can see the OX003R positive cells making direct cell-cell contact with tumor cells. To develop a therapeutic antibody against the OX003R protein, a Fab library was screened for functional activity using an ELISA assay to measure interferon gamma release by reactivated PBMCs treated with Fab supernatants, seen in Figure 3A. In general, binding by FACS correlated well with functional activity and exceeded the functional activity of the positive control, shown in Figure 3B. From the 17 Fabs with strong functional activity, sequencing and bioinformatic analysis predicted five unique epitope groups, shown in yellow, blue, green, red, and purple in Figure 3C. Fabs from each group were converted to full-length chimeric monoclonal antibodies. The binding and functional activity of the top five recombinant chimeric anti-OX003R antibodies are shown in Figure 4. Clones 1B1, 1B3, 1F9, and 1F5 show strong binding, while 1C1 is the weakest. In Figure 4B, the functional activity of the five chimeric antibodies is shown using OKT3-activated PBMCs. The chimeric antibodies 1B1 and 1B3 induce significantly higher interferon gamma release than OKT3 alone or OKT3 plus isotype control, yellow bars, and have no activity above isotype in the setting of naive PBMCs, the orange bar. Seeing this activity in vitro was very exciting, and the next step was to evaluate the chimeric antibodies in the context of the tumor microenvironment. Using a tumor explant culture system developed in-house, we were able to analyze a large number of non-small cell lung cancer, breast cancer, and colorectal carcinoma samples in the ex vivo setting, treating them with our chimeric antibodies while in culture and measuring the interferon gamma released by TILs from those tumors using the ELISpot system, which quantifies the number of TILs secreting the inflammatory cytokine. Based on these experiments, clone 1B3 showed the highest activity and most consistent ability to produce a functional response across tumor types. The potency of 1B3 was very impressive, as we were able to observe good functional activity even in tumors with relatively low amounts of TILs. Of course, the next huge question was safety. As it's been a major concern with many co-stimulatory agonistic immuno-oncology therapeutics, we needed to assess the risk of dangerous cytokine release when targeting OX003R with an agonistic antibody. Using the 1B3 chimera at three doses, 0.1, 1, and 10 micrograms per mil, with non-activated PBMCs, no dangerous cytokine release indicative of CRS or cytokine storm was observed. An anti-CD28 antibody, OKT3, and SEB superantigen stimulation are shown as positive controls. Based on these data, 1B3 appears to have potent activity only in the setting of pre-activated, reactivated, or exhausted T cells, and not in normal peripheral blood, indicating a potentially favorable safety profile. In conclusion, OX-003 agonism stimulates T cells to release interferon gamma, and this is observed both in vitro and ex vivo in TILs from fresh tumor samples. Multiple solid tumor indications with high abundance of TILs expressing the OX-003R target have been identified and stratified. And lastly, anti-OX-003R agonism does not induce dangerous cytokine release in normal PBMCs. Based on these data, chimeric antibody 1B3 has been selected as the development candidate. Thank you kindly for your interest and attention. I encourage you to contact me by email with any questions or comments, or visit our company website, OxfordBiotherapeutics.com, for more information. Thank you.